Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today is Quiet Time Coaching episode 232, and we have finished the Psalms of Ascent. We've come all the way from Psalm 120 to 134. These Psalms of Ascent, or Songs of Ascent, were sung by pilgrims as they moved from wherever they lived up to Jerusalem to one of the great festivals. A lot of psalms, a lot of thinking, a lot of feeling, a lot of theology, a lot of God, a lot of life encapsulated in these amazing and wonderful psalms. And I hope that you've enjoyed it. We're just going to do a brief review of the Psalms of Ascent today and then think a little bit about the future. I first came across the Psalms of Ascent as a body of psalms a few years ago. I read a book which someone recommended to me. I think it was Mike. I recommended a book by Eugene Peterson. He's the chap who translated the Message translation of the Bible. And the book is called A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, subtitled Discipleship in an Instant Society. And I thoroughly enjoyed the book and decided to do a preaching series on the Psalms of Ascent, which we did a few years ago now for the Northwest region of the London Church. I came back to them earlier this year because as we were going through the COVID-19 virus crisis, and we still are at the time of recording, they seemed to me to be a helpful buttress against all the anxiety and all the uncertainty that's going on in my life and around us all. Because these psalms are about the pilgrimage. They're about going from somewhere difficult to somewhere better. At the beginning of Psalm 120, the first psalm in the series begins, "I call on the Lord in my distress." And who amongst us has not felt distress during this time? And who amongst us will not feel distress again in the future at some point, whether it's a global pandemic or whether it's just something in our own personal lives? The psalmist realizes that he's not in a good place because he talks about, he says, "Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, live amongst the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace." He knows he's not in the right place. He's in a difficult place, and he himself needs to move. And so this symbolizes the movement from where they live back up to Jerusalem to the time of celebration at a festival. At the end, as they get there, as they arrive at their destination, the only words that are worth uttering at the beginning of the final psalm, Psalm 134, are words of praise. "Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, maker of heaven and earth that he is." And so it's like that for us, that in our difficulties, as we go through the pilgrimage with God, as we go through understanding God better, as we go through being shaped by the journey together with God, then we learn, we grow, and then ultimately we celebrate. We celebrate what God has done and who he is, and ultimately we become more Christ-like. So perhaps for today's final devotional in this series, it might be worth asking yourself, in what ways has God, through this journey so far, shaped you into being more Christ-like? How has this time of crisis helped your prayer life? How has it helped your Bible study? How has it changed the way you think about God and about yourself and your value to him? How has it changed your ability and your hopes of perseverance and determination to hold on to God through the crisis? How has it changed your view of the Christian pilgrimage and of, discipleship to Christ? What has this crisis done for you? Nothing that God allows in this world needs ever be empty or meaningless, but instead it's suffused with hope and promise because God is in it. Take some time today to think that through. As I will, I'm recording this early Monday morning, of the week it'll be released, and I'm about to go out and walk and pray, and so I should be myself thinking about where I am today as a result of what's gone on in this crisis. Well, I'm going to stop producing these daily podcasts for now. It's been wonderful to do it, but it's been somewhat exhausting, and I need a break. So I'm going to go back to doing weekly Quiet Time Coaching podcasts for a while. However, if you have ideas, topics you'd like to see me cover, or if you really desperately want more frequent podcasts, then do let me know and we'll see what we can do. But thank you for being with me on this journey. And I pray that you and I will complete this pilgrimage until we're together one day and able to say, praise the Lord. Take care and God bless.